Josephine's Garden, written by Stephanie Parkin and read by Uli Bavet. Rose de Beauharnais squinted at the light, blinking against the sting of sudden brightness. She took her first uncertain steps down the flagstone stairway and onto the street. Teresa was beside her, holding her up, and they were walking. All around her, men and women stumbled out of the prison. All were quiet, stunned. Her head felt muffled, and she could hear the rasp of her own breathing loud in her ears. Rose looked up to the sky, her eyes streaming, the bright blue stretching away without end. She drank it up. And then noise. Screams of recognition, families reuniting. Suddenly, Tania was there and pulling Teresa away from her. Rose watched her friend embrace him, the lovers pressed so completely together that no space, no light could come between them. Rose wiped her eyes and thought of Lazare Hoche. They had come for him weeks ago. Now she prayed he had survived long enough to have been spared. The hope was a bright flash in her heart. Rose ran trembling fingers over her rough, shorn head. Only that morning the guard had come to take her mattress. No need for that where you're going. A lascivious sneer from a man who'd found a better place for himself in a world turned over. That mattress signified her life. The guard would give it to a new inmate, and she would be carted out of Le Camp prison and made to kneel before the blade. Rose had panicked, pleaded, offered herself. She was not proud of it, but there it was. When faced with death, she knew now that she would cling to life. It did no good. He took her first, and then the mattress. Afterwards, she took a knife to her hair. She wondered if she would be brave, if she would be as stoic as her friends were at the end and leave her cell with a cheerful wave of farewell. A good death was the only thing left to hope for, and her pride begged her to have courage. But she shook so much that the blunt knife caught the tip of her ear and sent droplets of blood splashing onto her neck and breasts. They would take her head, she had thought, as she sawed at her hair. She could do nothing to stop that now, but she would not let her hair be worn by another. Small victories.